You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Someone said there's a big game going on this weekend. I'm not sure. It might be Army-Navy. I'm not sure what it is. We're up here in the Brat Stop. We're in beautiful Kenosha, Wisconsin, and we're getting ready for the Bears and the Packers. And we were just having an interesting discussion about the differences with the Bears. I mean, wholesale changes, really, on the offensive line from the first game of the year to where you are now, the tight end position. We know the quarterback's playing better. We know the running back, one guy gone who was playing in that first game. The Bears are a significantly different team. Are the Packers that changed? I mean, they're not playing the same kind of defense. This is kind of an interesting point in the season for both teams to kind of look at where they've gone this year.
Yeah, I think the Packers have certainly changed a lot. The Packers have probably learned a lot about themselves. The Bears have made, you know, more changes than anything. The Packers had a brand new offense for that week one game at Soldier Field, and it looked like they needed a couple more weeks of preseason after that game. You know, they did not play well offensively against the Bears. Of course, the Bears defense had a good deal to do with that, but it just kind of looked totally out of whack. And so I think that offensively they've been able to grow since then. That being said, they're not necessarily clicking here of late. Got beat badly at San Francisco in late November. Had the 31-13 win over the Giants the following week, but I think that game was like 20-13. That was a close game going into the fourth quarter. And then I think it's fair to say that they scuffled at home at Lambeau Field last week against the Redskins, who are a complete mess right now.
Brad, Roquan Smith out this week. You wrote about Kevin Pierre-Lewis in the Tribune this morning. Nice story. You know, when you look at what the challenges for him and the, you know, with Aaron Jones running the ball as effectively as he has, about 779 yards rushing, he's also a threat in the passing game. Does Chuck Pagano trust Pierre-Lewis to be that guy on third down, on second down, or do you expect the Bears to play more with six defensive backs and which, you know, the Packers may run out of that if they see that matchup as well? What do you expect in terms of those mixing and matching Pierre-Lewis?
Well, I think we could see some real, you know, chess here early in the game. You could see the Packers with base personnel on the field go five wide. You know, they could spread out the Bears to see how the Bears react, who the Bears send where, what type of coverage is going to be played. And it's going to be really interesting to me to see how Chuck Pagano and his assistants on that side of the ball handle this week and next week with the two inside linebackers out and with a couple of great offenses in Green Bay. And then they, of course, play the Chiefs next week. You know, will the Bears, I think one big question we need to have answered is, are the Bears going to feature more dime defense, meaning six defensive backs on the field? They've done it, I'd say, sparingly to this point. But will we see a Deion Bush out there or even someone else? You know, it's going to be really interesting. But Pierre-Lewis is a guy who you don't have to worry about getting off the field because he can't run, and sometimes that's the case with inside linebackers on passing downs, because movement skills are his strength. He can really get around, and it's going to be important to watch that with Aaron Jones, because while he's been productive on the ground, he's got 12 rushing touchdowns this season. He's really good out of the backfield catching the ball too. And you know, Green Bay is going to be cognizant of trying to get the ball out quickly because they know that the Bears' pass rush has had success against Aaron Rodgers.
Brad Biggs is brought to you by Dunkin'. Chicago runs on Dunkin', as does the Mully and Haw Show. And Biggsy, when I start thinking about this game and I start thinking about the various players that could have an impact on it, I think it really hurts if Cordero Patterson is not available. You know, he's a kind of a big play threat. Whenever he gets a kickoff, he's a big play threat if they ever decide to give him the ball on offense. And the idea that he was limited in practice with a head injury, did he get dinged during the practice and came out? I mean, a head injury is not something you do in limited time. Usually if you got a head injury, you're not playing.
Yeah, well, guys, Matt Nagy spoke before practice, and the injury report came out after practice. The injury report actually felt like it came out a little bit later than normal on a Thursday yesterday. So Cordero Patterson, that would seem to indicate that something happened in practice yesterday, but I'm only speculating on that. If he was injured at the end of practice on Wednesday, had he missed any time, they probably would have had to have listed him at that point. Nagy could have addressed it yesterday. So that's something to keep an eye on today. What's his status? What's the nature of this injury? Is he in concussion protocol? Again, I've got no idea. You know, you see head injury and you tend to assume concussion protocol, but maybe the guy had a headache. I don't know. I would agree. I would agree that they need him. He gives them a bit of an edge. He gives them a threat. As we've seen this season, that kickoff could be to the back of the end zone, and I don't know how many balls are going to be sailing to the back of the end zone Sunday in the cold weather at Lambeau Field, but 7-8 yards deep, they like their chances. They're going to bring it out. They're going to be aggressive. They are looking to break a big play. They're trying to get premium field position for an offense that needs it.
Brad, Leonard Floyd has 7.5 sacks in 7 career games against the Packers. He only has 11 in 44 other games against the rest of the league. How do you explain that, and how big might he be on Sunday with Hicks back and with the attention paid Khalil Mack?
Yeah, Leonard's had 3 2-sack games against the Packers. He's had a touchdown against Green Bay. He's got 10 quarterback hits in those 7 career games against the Packers. He'd be a Pro Bowl. He'd be an All-Pro if he played the Green Bay Packers every week. He really would. And I don't know how to explain it. You know, David Bakhtiari is one of the best left tackles in the league. Brian Bulaga is a veteran that's been around forever. Now Leonard's going to be way more athletic than Bulaga on the right side, but reality is, I think you could say that about that matchup for Leonard nearly every week. If Leonard's going against the right tackle, he's probably going to be a lot more athletic than the guy. So, I don't know. The coaches say he prepares the same every week. It's just happened to work out for him. Leonard talks about it, you know, getting a good team rush, that sacks come when everybody does their job in the pass rush, and he just happens to be the guy who's picked up a handful against the Packers. I do know this: if the Bears want to win on Sunday, they certainly would benefit from a pass rush once again on Aaron Rodgers.
I can explain it if anyone's struggling with it. I think that those numbers predate Khalil Mack joining the team. I think what we've seen is Aaron Rodgers holds the ball. Aaron Rodgers might be holding the ball less than he has before, but he holds the ball a long time.
Yep.
And the one thing that you can talk about with Floyd is he has some closing speed, and he can get to somebody. So I think that might have more to do with the quarterback than the defense.
Because Aaron Rodgers has more confidence than other quarterbacks they face to hold on to the ball a little bit longer.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's something that they wrote about in Green Bay this past week after the win over Washington, is that Rodgers was holding the ball for an awful long time against the Redskins. It didn't necessarily turn into a ton of production for them, but that means plays are probably off script and it's not going quite as Matt LaFleur has drawn up with the play calls.
All right, Brad, so I took a Lambeau leap of faith. I picked Bears 21-20. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought long and hard about this one. Bears have got some confidence about them right now. I think they've got a real chance to win this game, the way their defense is playing right now and the way that the Green Bay offense has performed. All week I was set to take the Packers, and I was just trying to figure out, how many points I was going to give the Bears. But I think they could pull this one out. I picked Bears 20-17, guys.
Whoa.
Well. Wow, Look at you.
We did not even compare notes.
Positive Bigsy. Who would ever have thunk it? All right, Brad. Wow, right, your class is sometimes full of it.
Thanks,
Thank
Brad.
You, buddy.
Have a great weekend, fellas. Have fun up there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.